up? You are listening to a brand new episode of the Lunchbox Chats. We are your hosts. I'm Laura.
And I'm Esty.
And we welcome you to a brand new week.
Hi, everybody.
What's going on? Happy end of March.
I know. It's going to be officially spring.
We've entered a new season.
But it's still freezing here. There was actually flurries in New Jersey the other day.
Oh my gosh, that's insane.
Has it not been cold in the city?
It's freezing, but we didn't, you know, now that I think about it, it might have been flurries.
Yep. What do you mean?
Because I was like feeling things on my face and I'm like, this is weird. Like, what is this?
You were feeling things on your face and you didn't know what it was.
No, that's just how my life has been for the last few weeks.
Dear Lord. Yeah, no, it's like exceptionally cold for spring. Flurries, the wind is insane.
The wind is next level. We had this like monsoon of a rainstorm this past weekend. Like, oh my God, I was driving in that. Can I tell you, I had to come home and lay down because like the tension that I had in my back driving through that rainstorm was next level.
Oh my God. Speaking of tension, Laura, I didn't even tell you. In my past, I've like woken up with like a sore neck. Like, you know, if you sleep incorrectly.
Yeah.
Did you know that now at our age that like if you are watching a comedy show and you are and you have amazing seats and your neck and you're just like, you know, you're tilting your head back because your seats are so good that for that 2 hours can cause your neck to cramp up. I have not been well since Thursday evening.
Oh, no.
I was like, oh, my God, I thought this was only if you like slept incorrectly, you know?
No, now it's for holding a position for more than like an hour.
Yes. I, again, the things they never tell you.
Oh my God.
Did you know? Has that ever happened to you?
No, because I usually sit like a little more back because I think ahead. I'm like, you know, I think I might get that neck pain.
Oh, see, I didn't purchase the tickets, but it was, I mean, the seats were great. And I mean, I went to go see Kathy Griffin.
Oh, how was it?
Oh my God. It was so like better than ever. She's back and literally better than ever. I fucking love her. It was so much fun. So like, my God, I'm still like, I can't move my neck all the way to the right.
Oh my God.
I'm at a 30 degree angle. I can't do like 100.
Oh my God. Well, you know what I have been doing now recently that I didn't even know that I was consciously doing? Whenever I sneeze now, I hold my body.
Oh, why are you doing that?
Because my sneezes have been like out of control. Like, I don't know what's happening. Like, it's like when I sneeze, it's like everything's coming out of me. And I notice like my body just makes these like crazy movements. And like, I'm scared to like pull a muscle. So I literally hold my body in place as I sneeze because I have to like be aware of what's happening.
Yeah, no, I could see that. That would make sense. I could see that you could pull something. I think in my past, I've pulled something.
Yeah, I know this girl who literally pulled a muscle and was in pain for like months from sneezing. So
shut
now,
the hell up.
Yeah, it was like insane. Like she sneezed and like her whole body just moved forward and she pulled the muscle, was in pain for months.
Okay,
gotta hold my butt. Like, just add that to another fucking checklist along with like popping my Nexium in the morning. Like, you know, like I just can't.
No, if this continues by midweek, I'm going to the chiropractor. I'm gonna have her like get it out of my neck because it's not a functional, like you don't realize how badly you keep moving your head. And then when I'm sneezing on top of it, oh my God, it's the worst pain, Laura.
No, hopefully you'll feel better like after a massage, you know, kind of just like do some exercises.
I thought like applying heat, like, you know, I put the heating pad. No, I put like took a hot shower. No, then I did the freezing cold shower. I was like, this is what Laura does all the time. Like I could never. And that's nothing is helping. So
here we are. Chiropractor, it might be.
Yeah. Oh, speaking of sneezing. So I'm not going to put her name out on blast, but one of our cousins, when I was growing up, told, it's like been in my like, you know, these dumb little shits that you remember when you were younger.
Yes.
Okay. So growing up, she had sneeze, and I don't know what happened, but she thought, like, I don't know the cause of why she talked to her doctor, but she talked to her doctor, and her doctor told her that if you hold in your sneeze, you could have an aneurysm.
Oh my God.
And my entire life since I was young, I never hold in my sneeze.
No, I never hold in my sneeze, but now yeah. I'll definitely never hold in my sneeze.
And it's like these little things that get stored in my brain. Like that's what's stored in my brain since I was younger.
Isn't it crazy? Like the things we choose, usually it's like, okay, this is how I could die. Or, you know, like the weirdest things that like get stored in there. Like how do we pick and choose?
Right. Exactly.
I don't know. You guys, I just can't. But
are you going to tell our chatters about the weird dreams you've been having?
So I've been dreaming a lot lately, you guys. I've been doing these somatic practices at night. And basically, for any...
So nonchalantly, like as if everyone knows what that means.
So for any of you who don't know what somatic practice is... I've been talking to Essie for a while about it now. So basically, as we go through life, obviously, we have like our trauma. And there's one way to deal with it, and it's like talk therapy, which is amazing. But then there's another way to deal with the trauma that gets stuck in your body, and that's through doing somatic exercises. Like there's targeted exercises to let that energy flow through your body. So every night I'm on this program, I'm doing these somatic exercises. And what I'm realizing is that I'm having these crazy dreams. And I'm not a, I mean, obviously we all dream every night, but I never remember my dreams. And every morning I'm waking up and I'm not necessarily remembering the dreams, but I'm remembering who is in the dreams. And I'm like, this is just so wild. And like today, me and Essie were talking on the phone and I was like, oh my God, how is this person? Like I had a dream about them. And Essie's like, well, what did you dream about? I'm like, I have no idea. But like, I know he was like in my dream, and it's just been the most wild experience. But I know I remember like a few dreams, and they've been like very, they've been very sad. They've been like around like grief. And I'm just like, it's so fucking interesting. Do you dream a lot or no?
No.
Right?
No, so when you were telling me this stuff, I was like, I wonder if I have a lot more deja vu moments than dreams.
I have a lot of deja vu, but I never dream. All right. We all dream. I never remember my dream, but ever since doing these practices every night, I've been dreaming and I know I've been dreaming. And it's, I don't know how people who have dreamt every single day of their life like function, because it's like you wake up from a dream and you're exhausted because you're active in that dream, and then you have to wake up and you have to go ahead and do your life. Like it's a lot, you guys. Living in 2024 is a lot.
Yeah. No, I mean, the grief, I mean, I think makes sense because of like all the stuff that you've been processing. So that resonates for me, for you, because that makes sense. But as far as like why you're not remembering and it's only coming like in little clusters, I don't know.
Yeah, what that's about. I don't know. I feel like everything, I've been having a lot of like aha moments. Like I've been remembering things, like random things from my childhood. And I'm just like, I was in conversation with Thomas the other day and I was like saying something. And all of a sudden I had this like download from my childhood, like remembering a memory with my dad. And I'm like, oh my God, that just came out of fucking nowhere. But I think it's because, like, one, obviously I'm in therapy, and two, like, I've been doing these exercises with my therapy, and it's, like, bringing up, like, all this stuff that I don't know where it's been. But it just goes to show, like, our minds and our bodies just carry so much stuff, and we don't even know. And it's crazy, but it's pretty cool.
Yeah, no, I get that. I get that for sure. Because for me, I just been like blocking everything from my childhood. Right. And then obviously at the lovely ripe age in my 30s, I'm like, okay, you got to get your shit together. So I have to undo all the 30 years of blocking. And like, so yeah, that shit comes up. But that's what I'm saying. Like my deja vu, it's not like I have dreams about that shit. It's like deja vu stuff.
So they say with deja vu, the reason why deja vu, and stay with me, you guys, because this is really woo-woo. So, like, they say what happens with deja vu is basically there's multiple timelines happening at the same time. So there's a version of you in every single possible scenario. So there's homeless Esty. There's billionaire Esty. There's Esty who's still a child. There's, like, every single version of you still exists. It's mm-hmm. just going so fast that, like, you're in this timeline. And when deja vu occurs, it's almost like you're jumping a timeline really fast. And it's like that thing has actually, or people cross into your timeline really fast. So it's so wild. Like, if you go and you, like, read up on, like, the different things, like, deja vu can be, it's so cool to really read about it and understand it.
Yeah, I had no idea that was a thing.
Yeah, so, like, there's a timeline where, like, Kev is still alive, where my dad is still alive. And, like, sometimes, like, I'm obviously, like, this is all, like, a conspiracy, or we don't know. It might be fucking true. We have no clue. That, yeah. Like, we're, like, sometimes I feel like, oh, my God, I just saw, like, my dad. And people will say it's because I jumped the timeline really fast, or he jumped the timeline. No and it's wild. Yeah.
Wow, I never heard of that before.
It's so I have to like send you this video that I watched, and I like, and it's that movie on Netflix, the OA. You have to watch it. It is probably still to this day like one of my favorite shows, because it shows like all these timelines exist, and we're just jumping timeline to timeline in every second.
Oh,
it's a very cool concept.
Yeah, send that to me. I mean, just to read up on something, you know me, I'm a reader these days. I'm like, who am I?
I love it.
Yeah. Well, interesting. Well, thank you for that lovely tip on this Monday morning.
It's like, good morning.
Literally. I love that for all of us. But yeah, so we've been not here.
Little MIA.
Yeah, last week we put out
a mini,
and I'm not gonna lie to you guys, I completely forgot about that mini.
And
when Laura's like, no, Ed, like, you have to listen to it, this was like us speaking to existence. And yeah. Like, this is when Laura was doing, I think you just started or was about to start.
I think I was like towards like the middle of 75 hard.
Oh, you had started. Okay, my bad. And it was like wild how like here we are fast forward now, and as you guys know, like we try to like bang out some mini episodes for stuff that like do come up for us, and yes, we don't...
thanks to Esty and her geniusness around it.
Thank you. And like, you know, so we just, so we don't miss out, because we know like it's not fair to you guys and it's not fair to us. Like, we need to show up, show out, and that's what we did. But let me tell you, it was really refreshing to listen to that episode, because I didn't remember the episode, like, because Laura like picks what comes out, right? So I don't know, whatever she wants. That,
surprise!
That's on her. Yeah. But I vividly remember what was happening to me that week. And let me tell you something, that was a rough week for me.
Yeah.
And it was so beautiful. And really, it really was beautiful to realize, like, now we're in March. And we put out that episode, and how much shit changes. And like, I love the involvement from both of us. And I just wanted to like put that out there, like, for you, a testament for you and for our chatters. Like, you guys literally hear us every fucking week and how psychotic we both are. But yeah, how beautiful, like, it's becoming, like, that we're growing. And I really, really want to like shout out you guys for always being there for us, and Laura for like listening to my tangents as well.
Yeah, it's really, I agree, same. Like, it's so cool to listen back, because we so easily forget, right? It's like we go through something, and then as dramatic as it is and how much whatever we feel in that moment, we also are so resilient as human beings that we move on. And then we like forget all the trials and tribulations that we go through until like we have a moment of reflection. And it's so nice because the podcast literally serves as like a diary mm-hmm. to like listen back. And, you know, if you obviously not everybody has a podcast, but if you guys like record little videos of yourself of like what like you're going through and like every now and then like go look back because it's just so nice to see like the progress you do made and how much you do grow. And like it's hard to see it in the day to day, but when you go back like a few months or a couple years, you will see your evolution. And I think it's so important to acknowledge.
I agree.
Yeah. But I mean, it's, I love listening that one in particular. I was like, oh my God, I'm like a completely different person right now.
Yeah. That's, and I just love that for us with our involvement, our growth, and in this journey that we've been like, LBC has literally been Laura and I's baby. And we've like canoodled, we've nurtured, and sometimes there's been like, you know, hiccups in the road, but that's life. And it's just the fact that we get to do that together and share it with you guys, like circa back episode one to now episode 200.
Here we are. Deep
in this shit. Like, It really is a testament to us and like you guys for like continuously supporting us and like from the bottom of our, I'm getting emotional here, from the bottom of our hearts, like thank you, because it's beautiful. It's so refreshing and it's so nice to hear and feel that, you know, we are here with you guys. Like, we're human, we're not perfect, we all go through our bullshit, and I just love that for all of us.
Yes, and thank you for being here with us for 200 episodes. Like, to even think of that, like, that is so crazy. Thank you for writing to us, thank you for being with us, all your like support and conversation. Like, we love this community so much.
Literally. So, but thank you guys for real. And it's been a journey for sure, but you know, we just keep on trucking.
We're here, and now we're gonna go on and talk about what is happening in pop culture, because it is insane.
Yeah, I mean, listen, we've posted some stuff on our socials about what's going on over there in British, in England world.
In London town.
Yeah, it's like really, really sad. Like, oh my God, Laura, I didn't even know. I don't know, Laura, if we talked. No, we didn't. I had to. Okay, so this morning when I woke up, everyone, their mother was talking about Kim K's post.
I saw that.
Yeah, so Laura brought it to my attention. I didn't know about it. Oh my goodness. So what we're talking about is Kate Middleton. It's been like a month, right? We had reported last month about that she was going in for abdominal surgery, right? Do we still believe that's true? Do we know that's true, or that was just a ploy?
No, so we know that is correct.
Okay.
She went in for surgery to just kind of, I guess, take a biopsy or like kind of like understand what is happening. The doctors basically told her that, she shouldn't have really anything to worry about. But then she came out last week in this like heartbreaking video saying she got the news that she has cancer.
Yeah.
And this is after... So basically the timeline was Kate Middleton. What?
Sorry guys, Noonie decided to join us this morning.
Oh, she's like, hello, Princess Kate. Yeah. So basically she went in for abdominal surgery and then she just disappeared off the face of the earth. And all of these conspiracy theories just came out. Was she dead? Did she have a facelift? Did she have a mommy makeover? Was Prince William having a baby with his mistress? Like, and Kate went into like, you know, a mental institution for like a breakdown. Like, all of these alleged conspiracy theories came out. And I think it just got so bad that the royal family was like, made a decision to have Kate come out and be like, you know what? You need to tell everybody what's going on. And the whole world was just shocked, because I think everybody loves Princess Kate. Like, I don't think nobody not likes her. Like, she's an incredible, like, when you think of princess, this is the woman I think of as princess and future queen.
Yeah, she's going to be the future queen. Yeah, I agree. I, yeah, we don't have any, I mean, I don't think anyone, I've never heard of anyone having issues with her, or like that she was been in the tabloids. Is that what they're called over there?
Tabloids? Yeah, the tabloids or the paparazzi, but yeah, like, over in England.
I don't know.
Everybody was coming out like, where's Kate? Blake Lively had said some stuff. Kim K posted a photo last week in like an outfit by her like car, was like going to find Kate. The comments underneath that photo, like people went wild on her. Like, take this photo down, put like, do a public apology. I know Blake Lively has publicly came out and like apologized for what she said around Princess Kate. Right. But everyone was just going wild. And I mean, when I heard this news, I was heartbroken.
Yeah. I mean, the only thing yes, it's terrible. The only thing I just have to say is that like what you said earlier is that like all these, you know, conspiracy theories are coming out and allegedly, supposedly things were coming out of terrible things about the cheating. And I didn't even know he was cheated. I didn't know there was the other person. Who knows? I'm not saying it is, but I'm just, all these things were coming out. Right. So and to say what you said before is like, I'm wondering if they push this narrative on her to come out about her battle with cancer. Like, what if she didn't even want to like talk about it? But like, you know, we hear these things, how like they run things over there, and they run things a lot differently than we would like. I mean, obviously with Princess Diana and Harry and all that, and was it Prince
Meghan? Prince Harry.
And like his wife or whatever. So like, that's where my mind went, and I'm just thinking to myself, are they still trying to save face? Like, they don't want this narrative of like bad reputation for them. So like, let's put this out, like, whether you want to deal with it or not, it can't be private. You need to put this out there. Like, I don't know. Obviously, who the hell am I? I don't know if we'll ever know, but I really hope that's not the case, because if this is something that she wanted to be private and deal with on her own, I mean, this is terrible, terrible news. And obviously our thoughts and prayers are with her and her family, but like, we don't know.
We don't know. That's like a great point. Like, we don't know, like, if they force her to say this, because the royal family, especially the future King of England, Prince William, was getting a lot of fucking heat.
Yeah.
So she might have had to, like, imagine, like, you're diagnosed with cancer, and now you have to deal with all of this bullshit saying that like your husband's cheating and he might have gotten a girl pregnant. Like, I just can't even imagine what it would be like to be a royal. Yeah, you know, the amount of shit they have to like deal with, like, you know, first of all, they're trying to live this private life, but like they just have all these people just looking in on them all the time. And it just must feel, I mean, who knows? They might not even have Instagram, although they said she posted the photo on Instagram, which I highly doubt, but we don't know. Right. I don't know. I agree. I don't know if she would have come out if she was she forced? Did they make her do it so that everybody can like relax and have the royals in good standing again? We don't know, but it's a possibility.
Yeah. I mean, look at the king. I mean, we didn't know about, I mean, Lord knows how long he's had that, you know what I mean? And it came out, and then now it's just it's like quickly escalated. You know, we don't know. We don't know. And it's just like, they have to, the thing that, again, I don't know, but like, I think it with them, it's everything strategic, and that's what I don't like. Like, these are people's livelihoods, and like, they're big for over there, and like, people look up to them and all this shit. And it's just like, I don't know. It was really sad. It's so sad. I never in a million years thought this was the outcome. Like, you know, here we are talking about how she's getting like a BBL, but this poor woman is diagnosed with cancer. Like, it's terrible.
Yeah. Our prayers go out to Princess Kate and her children and her husband, and we just hope she is better and recovers.
Anyway.
Well, in good news, Miss Cameron Diaz and her hubby Benji welcome baby number two, Cardinal Madden.
Cardinal?
Cardinal.
Oh, okay. That I have to sit with that one.
You know, I don't hate it.
I mean, I don't love it.
I don't love it either. Yes. I don't love it. I don't hate it. I like it better than a lot of the other names that definitely come out. Mm-hmm. Cardinal Madden. But yeah, we don't know if like she used a surrogate, right?
Cardinal. How does that, like,
it would be so hard for me to even say that name.
Yeah.
They're probably like, going to call him, like, Cardi or something.
Or Carter.
Carter. No, because Carter's a name.
I don't know. I have to sit with that one.
Nelly.
I can't. Anyway, but yeah, you know, God bless.
God bless. They're not showing photos of the baby because they want to protect their family, which is completely understandable.
Speaking of more baby drama.
Ugh. Tristan fucking Thompson.
I can't. I really have no words for this man. Like, can he just stop? Like, just stop procreating. Stop being a piece of shit father. How about that?
Do you think he's going to? Do you think he's learned his lesson?
No. I mean, no. If he can, he's, how many times has he done this?
Oh my God. Multiple. Too many to like count at this point.
Exactly. No, he's not well.
He's not well, but finally there has been justice. He has been ordered to pay $58,000 in back child support to Marilee Nichols, who is his baby mama from when. So it's his second baby mama, right? Am I correct in saying that?
I think so, because you told me that was the second time he cheated on with Chloe.
Yeah. So basically when the timeline is when they were like giving the egg to the surrogate for Tatum for baby number two,
right.
This is who Tristan impregnated. Exactly. And now he has to pay back of child support $58,000, which good. He should pay.
Yeah.
You're a father. Like, step up.
Right. If you could stick it in her, then guess what? You get to now support your child.
Exactly.
We didn't put this on for Hot Topics, but side tangent. I can't believe we didn't talk about it. So I'm going to add it as a little side note here. Oh. Because we're talking about the whole Kardashians of it all. Caitlyn Jenner and Lamar Odom are having a podcast together.
No, I didn't know that.
Yeah, I posted it and I was like, oh my God, we have to talk about it. Yeah. So like, I deeply, deeply, deeply believe this is Kris Jenner all over it.
I think so. There's no way this could get past like Jenner headquarters.
Right?
Absolutely. And like, they're in good standing with Lamar.
Yeah, that's what I'm saying. So I'm going to go ahead and say that Kris, this is all Kris.
I 100% agree. I would be interested to listen in on that. Like, are they going to, I wonder what they're going to talk about.
So it's a sports podcast.
Interesting. That's not the route I thought they were going to go, but.
Yeah. It's going to be a sports podcast. I can only imagine what they have to talk about on there.
I'm excited. I think I might listen in on this one.
All right. Well, let me know what, because I will certainly not.
You want to talk about Christine Quinn? Your favorite?
Yeah. So, we were going to add it, but I was like, no, Lord, we have to, because of my disdain for her. And this is not because I wanted to point this out, but it's because it's really freaking sad. So, Christine Quinn, who we're talking about, the original villain of Selling Sunset from the Jump, who's no longer on it, she married this, what was this guy's name? Christopher? Or am I making it up?
Yeah, Christian.
Oh, Christian, sorry. She married he's a multi-bajillionaire, and they had a beautiful baby boy together. And this week it was caught all over those social outlets that Christian was arrested. There was a phone call made to the police. The police came to their residence. He was arrested. The pictures do not do him justice. He is in a robe. And they arrest him immediately. He was brought down to the precinct and hours later was released on bail. Then, unfortunately, the same evening, the cops were called again. But I don't know if this time he was sent away. I think it was more of a settle down type of deal. But Laura disclosed to me that she's filing for divorce.
Yep, she is planning to file from divorce. So he got, it was like for domestic violence, right?
Yeah, unbelievable. Piece of shit.
Yeah, like, and I just hate that he just, because he has money, he just like went back home. Like, yep. That's not okay. Like, this is not okay. I don't know. I hope she's safe. I hope the baby's safe. I hope she gets the fuck away if this is what's so, and they both get help.
Yeah.
Oh, God.
Terrible.
Last but not least, Real Housewives of Miami, Larsa and her man, Marcus Jordan, officially donezo.
All right. So be honest. Do you think it's for the show?
No, I think they're done.
Oh, wow. Okay.
Do you think it's for the show?
I mean, I think they're filming from what I've seen on some people's stories, but I'm not sure unless it's like they're saying it's that they're going to start filming soon and they needed like a storyline because we had reported here, what was like a month or two ago, right, Laura, that they had followed each other or whatever.
Yeah.
And they've raced each other. I like hate when couples do that shit. Like, grow the fuck up. Like, you gotta I'm sorry. I'm heartbroken. And the first thing I'm going to do is unfollow you and remove all my pictures from my social media. Like, that's what I'm going to do. Really?
I mean, if we're officially broken up, I'm going to take down the photos from my social media.
Oh, yes. I'm not, but I'm talking about this day of is what I'm saying.
Oh, like no. That's if you're doing that, you guys, get yourself a therapist.
Like, thank you.
Like, that is rash, impulsive behavior. Like, there's something there for you that you're not dealing with. Like, that is a sign that, you know, you just have some healing that needs to be done. Right. It's not, like, listen, I've done that in the past because I was a very broken girl, you know? And it's just, like, you don't do that. When you're actually, like, in a healthy emotional state, you don't make those rash choices. Mm-hmm. And it just says a lot about the both of them.
Yeah, so we'll see the new season. I'm obsessed. Like, they've really got me this season, so I'm really liking it. And I'm like, I've been over Larsa. She's not. I mean, she makes great television, but she's like, she ain't a girl's girl. And I don't, with that group of ladies, like, to be in that with that group of ladies, like, no, you can't. That's not it. So the only girl she's got is what's her name? The one who's divorcing Lenny. Oh my God.
Lisa.
Thank you. That's like her girl. Like, you know what I mean? That's all she's got. And Lisa's like hanging on by a thread. So, cause every day she's having a mental breakdown over her Lenny. So it's like, I was like these two together, it's just like, oh, this is not going to last long. But anyway.
Oh man. Yeah. Sending our love to Larsa.
Yeah. We'll see what happens.
Yeah. I'm sure what Michael Jordan.
Oh, he's probably thrilled about this.
Is so excited that, yeah. Like, because he was not happy about this relationship from the beginning. No,
would you be? I wouldn't be.
I mean, I don't know. I don't know how I would feel. I don't think I would be now. Because you just expect more.
Right. And that's what I mean. I'm not saying that, like, the age. That I'm just saying, like, it's his arch nemesis's ex-wife. Like, it's just like there's just certain I could use an example right now, but I'm not going to because again it's too early in the morning and I'm not well, but like I would never, you know what I mean? And it's just like, no.
Yeah, no, I'm sure he's like, he's jumping for joy,
right? But
So we're gonna talk about Love is Blind.
Yeah, let's get into this meet because we've been holding off. We've had two full weeks to like let this sink in and process. I have so many things to talk about here.
I mean, let's just talk about Amy and Johnny. Oh. Because they're just the easiest couple.
I mean, it was too much.
You think so?
It was too much. Like
okay, they're too, like, in love.
Yeah, we get it. You guys love each other. You guys
and got married. And they're too perfect.
Yeah, like, we get it. I really wish they would have grilled them more about their sex life. Like,
because, I you know, do too.
The suspense of it all. Like, we're waiting. Okay, well, was it worth it?
Exactly. Yeah, I'm surprised that I was a little, again, disappointed in Vanessa and Nick. They were overall better, but at the same time, not. You know, I feel like they weren't, like, asking the questions.
No, like, I had no idea about the whole Chelsea and Jimmy. Like, are they together or not? Like, hello?
Exactly. That, I don't understand. Like, where are they? Where are they now? Like, what is happening? I feel like me and you should apply for this job.
Seriously, like, I had you said that perfectly. They got better. Like, they learned their lesson. I mean, poor Trevor was like about to have a mental breakdown on stage. Like, but we'll get to that in a second. Okay, so Amy and Johnny, Laura, please, can we just talk about their Christmas picture? Because
I just can't.
I literally paused it and I'm like, the therapist in me had so, like, I had a page. I had a whole page. Like, I was writing my notepad. I was going off. And I'm like, no, I can't put this all on the podcast. Like, there's no way. So, long story short, you guys, their wedding, I mean, I'm sorry, their Christmas photo to get, like, they're like, what are they called? Like, not cowboys, but like, oh my God. Like, the Southern, I don't want to be sound insensitive either. Well, how do I word this? I don't know, but it's not cute. And I just don't understand, like, why that would be their Christmas photo as first year of being married. Like, that is not okay.
They're strange. They gave me those other two vibes. Remember those weird ones?
Danielle and what's
his yeah, name? But like a more not as bad, but you know, just they're just weird. Yeah. I really like them as a couple. I think they do really love each other, and I think it's gonna work. But they're just, you know, they're a little out there.
I feel as though when we have like a what, you know, where they say, where are they now? I think they're gonna be pregnant.
I think so too. I think she's going to be pregnant very soon.
Yeah, I agree. Okay, who do you want to go into next? Oh, wait, do you have anything else to add?
That was no, that's it.
Yeah, that was it. The photo really did it for me.
Oh my God, why can't I remember this couple's name? Brittany? Is there a Brittany?
Oh, and Ken.
And Ken, okay.
I think they're fucking.
No. I heard, okay, this is allegedly, supposedly, like, this is not coming from my mouth. This is, like, from what I heard from somebody else. I heard that Ken is gay. Mm-hmm. And I'm just like, what? Like, what do you mean? And then I was, like, further looking into it, and I was just like, you know what? This might make sense. Because, like, they have this, I think they have a friendship. I don't think they've ever fucked. Mm-hmm. So that's the theory that I heard. And when I was watching the reunion, I just love that they got past whatever they got past, and they were able to just like be friends now and like talk about it.
I mean, I guess.
So you think they're fucking?
I think there's something there.
There's something there.
There's something. Okay. I'm not saying what you're saying cannot happen. I just. And maybe you're right. I thought to me, it gave me like big dick energy. I felt as if like, they're like hook up, like, you know, they're just hooking up and like, because they have that, emotional connection.
They
and,
do.
Like,
they do.
That there's something that like, here's the thing. In my older age of now, I'm like, I really do genuinely believe that emotional connections are like, cheating, like, it's a thing, like, you know, I growing up I was so fucking naive. I'm like, no, it just has to be physical, blah, blah, blah. No, like, emotional connections like are deep, and like that shit could lead to shit. So like, you know, and you're being on this experiment, you're living together, you're, you know, you tell each other your deepest darkest secrets, there's, you got like this connection, you know what I'm saying? So like, and then World War III happens, and of course it's just for the fucking show, but I think afterwards you're like, I got you. You got me. There's love here. Obviously, maybe it's not a like a marriage, but maybe we could fuck around and find out.
Yeah, I don't know. I always thought emotional connection was worse for me.
Yeah, you've always said that to me, and I was like, no, and I could never understand it until like recently. Yeah. Like, no, in the last like, you know, about 6 months or so. Like, I guess I just didn't know how deep it can get.
Yeah, like I've always felt like emotional connection, if my man has an emotional connection with another woman, then it's done. Like that to me would be more heartbreaking, because that intimacy, like sex can be really just sex. I'm not saying if my man goes and cheats, like I'm gonna be okay with it. I will not be okay with it.
I know what you're saying.
Like there, I do feel there's a different intimacy in an emotional connection than there sometimes is. Obviously, you have it in a physical connection too. Right. But like, it's just, it's a different kind of intimacy. And if you're able to share that kind of intimacy with somebody else, like, no, I would not be okay with it. No. And like, I don't know that I would be okay dating somebody who had this like crazy emotional connection with another woman in a pod like this. I would have to assess the situation and understand, like, okay, are you guys just friends? roots, or is there something deeper? Or something, I don't know.
Yeah, for sure, for sure. And then the one thing that I totally agree with you, but and the one thing that stuck out to me is when Ken was like, we're trying to navigate right now, like, if other people were to come in our lives, like, how right. are we gonna, like, remove ourselves from that, like, you know what I'm saying? So, like, to me, I'm like, yeah, like, because there's something there, like, in my opinion, that's how what I took out of it. Again, I don't know, I could be wrong.
I thought so too. I thought there was something there, and then I heard this other thing, and I was like, wait, what? No,
I mean, but... or that, and she's just like being a really good, supportive, like, yes, you know, BFF, and like, super supportive, like, you know, maybe his friends or family are not digging or whatever. I don't know. We don't know.
We don't know.
But I can't wait to see where they are now. Like,
time will tell.
Yeah, I'm like really. I check like sometimes on Netflix, but I'm like, no, it's too soon. Like, they're gonna at least wait a couple months for that shit to come out.
Yeah, that's for sure.
Let's do the Sarah Ann and Jeremy with an A. The Hawaiian. I cannot. First of all, whoever the dumbass is that put sparkle or glitter all over this Sarah Ann, like,
I know.
And then to match the I can't. This is not. They're not well.
They are not well. So Jeremy and Sarah Ann are basically together. They're living together. They're in a full-on relationship,
which we knew was gonna, you know,
we knew it. But I don't think they're gonna last. They're not well. Are not well.
No, toxic as fuck. I mean, Chelsea blew up their spot. She's like, well, every time I see you, you guys are never together. I'm like, ooh.
Yeah, cool. And Chelsea's like, you're just saying all this just to get on the reunion. Yep. Like, Chelsea came in.
Yes. I can't wait to talk about them. But anyway, so to me, Sarah Ann came on way too hot.
I think so, too. Like, she was just so defensive. I don't know. I don't like Sarah Ann.
No, me neither. I think she needs to stay in her lane. You're not a main character. The only reason why you're here is because he chose, you're the second pick. You know, and that's fine. You know, people make mistakes. We've seen that before. Look at last season with that weird guy and what's her name?
Another girl.
And they're not married and having a kid. Like, it's the stare for me and the overbite. Anyway, so now, like, all right, so they're not well. The Hawaiian shirt, I thought, was like a big dig to Laura.
Yes, I think so too.
And I love that Laura showed up. I love that she was like, I'm working. Like, I will do what I have to do for this reunion, but I'm working. Like, I have my bills to pay. Like, the show does not define me. The show was a nice paycheck, but I have a job. And she said it like it is. And, like, Sarah Ann, her apology was so...
not apologetic.
I don't think it was genuine.
Yeah, it was not genuine at all. Like, you could just tell, like, she was just saying things just to say things because she doesn't want to seem like a villain in the eyes of the people.
Well, thank you for sharing that, because I loved when, I think it was Nick or maybe it was his wife, when they're like, oh, but when she made that TikTok video about, like, we're here for entertainment, I was like, oh, I didn't know that, because obviously Laura and I don't have TikTok and we didn't post about it. But what a dumb bitch. Like, how are you going to come on a reality show and then blow up your spot and say, like, we're doing this for entertainment? Like, who says that?
And, like, you guys, like, even if your shit gets, even if you delete your shit, like, if you're in the public eye, people are going to capture that so fast that it doesn't matter how fast you delete it, you know? And it's just like, who does she think she was, like, kidding? Like, that shit was going to air no matter what.
Exactly.
But I don't think... they're gonna make it.
What did you think of Jeremy's apology?
I hate Jeremy. I like can't stand Jeremy. Okay. I mean, I don't know. I think Jeremy. I do think there is like a genuine side to him, but at the end of the day, I just think he's a sleazeball too.
Yeah. I don't think there's a genuine side to him. I don't like him. I think I like how they address the whole marriage or previous engagement of it all, the house of it all. They, like, you know, got into it with him. And he said, and he's like, what we didn't see is that he told Sarah Ann and Laura Ann, is that her name? Or just Laura?
Laura.
Laura, sorry, I'm thinking of who's you. that he was. And, like, we obviously don't know that because they didn't air that part. So he got a bad edit for that. which I was like, okay, well, thank you for clearing that up, because here the world thinking you're a piece of shit because your ex went on and said like he was living with me and we were engaged, and I'm like, dang, you know?
Yep. No, he got a bad edit.
Yeah. I'm interested to see where they are now. And you know, justice for Laura. I mean, she's dating someone. She seems pretty happy. And
I love Laura.
And that's all that matters. So like, fuck Jeremy and Sarah Ann, and let's go, Laura.
Yeah, keep on thriving, girl.
Okay, let's talk about Trevor really quick.
Oh, Trevor. This was so sleazy.
He still didn't go see a dermatologist. So, Trevor, listen, PSA. This is, you know, I've been going to a dermatologist as well. Laura, I got to tell you all about this. Oh. Actually, I don't care. I'll share it now. There's something going on with my what's the side of my face? Like chin, like at the bottom. What's that called?
Jaw?
Jawline.
Yeah.
And it's like, it's been there. And then I would put like, look, whatever. I was like, oh, it's just dry, whatever, blah, blah. And then like, it's nothing. So I've been going to a dermatologist. I'm going for my follow-up, and I hope this is like what's happening. So like, I just needed like, like a cream, like antibiotics, whatever. Mm-hmm. And, that's what I'm on now. But like, listen, your face is wildly what you got. Like, and this motherfucker's on TV. Like, do you not see yourself in the television?
Yeah. Like, go get a facial, dude.
Oh my God. Anyway. So
Listen, we all like suffer from like shit like this. You gotta stay on top of it.
Right. So I had no idea about the text messages that he had a girl.
This was like a bombshell. Obviously, like we didn't see it on social media, but apparently this entire time Trevor was dating someone with the intention of never really like going all the way on Love is Blind, and he only really just wanted to go back to his girlfriend, and he was doing this just for fun.
Messed up. So glad that Chelsea said, she's like, so if I had said yes, like what would have happened? And then he doubled down, and he got very uncomfortable, and like Nick was like really laying it into him about the text message and stuff. And like, I'm glad that Trevor admitted how toxic that relationship is, and that how he is. And he says that he needs help and needs to go to therapy. Again, one of the reasons why I love the show this season is that you see so everyone's involvement, and then the people who are not in it, how they meet it. So I love that. However, my, how do I say this nicely? His ex that like put out the texts to the world, she's a bitch for that.
Yeah. I mean, listen, if they were to like, if I wouldn't do it at the end of the day, like there's just some stuff that's sacred. Like you just hold on to that, you know, his intention, but like, you don't go and do certain shit, but you know, everybody wants their 5 minutes of fame.
Yeah, that was.
But fucking Trevor. Yeah, he literally walked off uncomfortably. He's like, can I go now?
Yeah, he was like, can I go? Like, he was not well.
He could not get out of there fast enough.
No, I mean, they were laying on him. And it's not, I mean, I think the point that Nick and what's her name?
Vanessa.
We're trying to prove this season is that, like, these are people's hearts. These are people's, this is an experiment that they're putting through. And they're, and honestly, if it wasn't for this episode, I would have forgotten how, like, successful the raid is. Like, and for you to come on here and slander and just to be like popular, like, no, that's not what this show stands for. And they're really, really about it this season. So
yeah, it's like you fucked the whole experiment.
Right.
But Chelsea, let's do Chelsea and Jimmy. Like Chelsea kind of maybe felt it and was like, no, I'm going to pick Jimmy. Because I never understood why she picked Jimmy in the end. And I guess it was just like, it was her intuition. Like she felt something was off.
She always said, though, that Trevor's the ones that she always goes for and she gets heartbroken.
That's true. Well, good girl, Chelsea, although this didn't end so great.
Well, do we know? I don't know. What are they together? Are they not? I don't know.
So from, I don't know from their reunion if they're together, but basically from that last episode when Jimmy was like, I can't ever basically trust you again, I don't think that they'll ever be together. But who knows? I have no clue.
I don't know. Because I've seen on influencers' stories from Repo, because I don't follow Jimmy or Chelsea, but like their like be seen together, but I don't know if they're seen together because they're doing
like
press
PR.
for the show, right? Or I don't know, but like apparently they're meeting up and doing things together.
That will be interesting on like the where are they now.
Yeah, like why couldn't they ask like where do you guys stand now? Like there's nothing. What I don't understand, why were we avoiding that question?
Yeah, it really left us like what's happening, but maybe they did it on purpose.
What do you want to talk about her glow up?
I know.
I was very impressed.
She looks so good. So yesterday I did see a photo of her and Megan Fox side by side, and okay. They kind of look alike.
Stop.
Like if you were to take like the nose and above, like I can see, okay, they don't look like, they have like similarities, and I can see why people would be like, oh my God, you look like Megan Fox. You know, like how people say that.
I mean,
I saw it. I saw it yesterday.
I gotta see. I guess like what I envision Megan Fox's hair changes every day. So I don't, you know, I don't know.
No, if anyway. You look at the face.
Okay, I have to look at it. But I love the glow up. I love how
she looked great.
Well spoken she was. I love how she answered the questions authentically and really no bullshit. It's just Jimmy. He was like so nervous.
Jimmy annoys me. I don't know why. There's like something about Jimmy that just like really fucking annoys me. I feel like he's just like, I don't know. Like you can just like flick him over and he'll fall. Like, I don't know. Just like,
okay.
He just, there's something about him, and he did nothing wrong, right? He's been great, but like he just irritates me.
Yeah, no, there's nothing wrong. I don't, he just seemed really nervous. I just, like I said, I wish I knew if they were together or not. It didn't really, nothing was answered about them. Like, are they friends? Are they, what's happening? Like, what are they doing with their lives? Like, nothing. You know, he just talked about, like, the friend that he banged and how, like, she put that out there. And she, and Chelsea was like, I own it. Like, I fucked up. Like, I get it, blah, blah, blah. Okay, yeah. So now what?
He should just go be with that friend. He obviously loves her.
So, but yeah, but I mean, come on. It's, like, his best friend. And, like, they fucked and, like, he didn't want he said it was more for her than me, like, and I don't know, it was a low blow. Chelsea should never done that.
It was bad. He like broke the trust. That's why I don't think they'll ever be together.
All right, you heard it here.
You heard it here. And now for the last couple.
I cried.
This couple, first of all, so we're talking about AD and Clay. AD looked like a fucking goddess.
Oh my gosh, she's the best. I'm obsessed with them. I love this couple. Like,
when I saw AD, I immediately texted Essie. I'm like, oh my God, AD looks fucking phenomenal. Like, she came, they're both just so vulnerable, so like they own their shit, you know? And it just hurt me because now, so basically Clay, from what I got from it, Clay is ready to finally be with AD. And like, from what I heard, like, he's like, you know what? I fucked up. Like, I was in my shit and I'm ready and waiting for her. And AD, from what I got, she still thinks Clay's like fine as hell, but I think she's playing a little hard to get because she does not want to get heartbroken again.
Well, I don't blame her.
Would you take him back?
So that's a lovely question. And I thought about this. So I was like, I knew you were going to ask me this question because I want to ask you the same.
Yeah.
But can you answer or no?
I can answer.
Go ahead.
No.
I could see you saying no, though.
No. Like, no. Sorry. No.
But that's a pride thing because he left you at the altar. I'm talking about like a deep, 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 deep like love there.
No. So once
she's like, no, it's a wrap.
It's like once shit hits me like that, where it's just like this deep pain, where it's this, you betrayed me. You didn't see the bigger fucking picture. You didn't see me. I can't fuck with you anymore. I don't care if you bring my dad back from the grave. Like, we're never gonna fuck with each other again. And it's not even a pride thing. It's just like, if you can't see me in those moments, you're never going to see me. Like, I can't trust that you'll ever see me. And it's like, we're going to move on. And I can't have those, I'll never have those same feelings for you again. Like, once it's broken for me, I can never go back. I can create a new relationship, but it will never be at the level at which it was. So, no, we're done. And I'm moving on, and I'm finding the love of my life.
So, I hear you. I just think that coming from you, I think that's a little harsh because, like, as you and I both know, as viewers watching the show, like, at that moment, he was incapable of doing that. And yes. After removing himself from the situation, he put himself in therapy, as he said, and he realized and he worked on himself and realized how he fucked up and he made a mistake. And like, that's why I'm thinking, that's why I said pride for you, because you go on instant reaction. But like, for me, like, I'm able to see the work, like, I'm able to see the there. Now, if I'm since then moved on, absolutely not. But if I'm still where I'm at and there's something still there, yeah, I'm gonna give you another chance, because I can't just because, like, and you and I've had this conversation privately, like, if I'm at a place in my life where I'm working on so many things for myself, right? Mm-hmm. And you and the person I'm with is not, of course it's not gonna work out. Mm-hmm. But if we happen to, it's not, it, I mean, we've had this conversation many times. It's just facts. But at some point, and if it's not going to work out, but at some point, if I'm still working on myself and I'm available and now the person was with is now, like, whatever, years from now, working on themselves and they're available, then yeah, why not? Because we're both at that level where we're both giving each other our true authentic selves 100%.
Yeah, you both have to be in that same space.
Right, that's what I'm saying. And yes, is it heartbreaking that he did that to her? 100%. And she was all in her feels and in her head. Yeah, for sure, she had. But like you said, she loves him. Like, and she's like, how are you going to say this now? Like, you know, blah, blah, blah. And like, because she told him that she, what's that guy that they dated in the pods and then they met up again? What was his name?
Matthew.
Oh my God. When she said that, I couldn't believe
I was shocked.
I'm like,
and wait. You could tell Clay was like, wow. He did not like that.
No, he's like, but she's a real one. She told him.
Yes.
She told him. That's a real one. Like, I got nothing to hide, motherfucker. Nothing. And this is where I'm at. And I love that. Like, I love her. That girl is the epitome of therapy. It is like, oh my God, I love that for her. I really do. She's so well spoken. She, like, everything. And I love, oh my God, when Clay was going in, yo, like, I cried. Like, it was beautiful. Like, there is just literally a true love story. And like, when he was talking about the other, we didn't get there yet. We'll get to the other people in the audience, like the other couples, like how he was just saying, like,
yes,
as a black man and seeing, beautiful, like, black love. Like, oh my God, I was just beautiful. Like, yes. Because you don't see that on reality TV often. Yes. And it's sad because, like, that shit does exist. And this relationship is it. You know what I mean? And I hope they find their way back to each other. If not, it was a beautiful story to share and tell. And, you know, that it can happen. And, oh my God, it was just so heartfelt. And, you know, and he realized that his parents shit ain't his shit, and he just needed time to get into it with that. So that is beautiful.
I'm glad that he, got to that point. I just wish he would have really, really had this conversation with AD before leaving her at the altar. You know, like, I just wish there could have been some more insight of, you know what, I don't know what I'm gonna say up there. And I don't know if they had this conversation. I don't think they had this conversation, but I think it could have been like, you know what, I might say no, but I love you and I don't want you to freak out. And like, if that was a conversation, that's different. But if there was no conversation about that, he whatever, like, blindsided her, made those fucked up comments about, I don't know where she stands, blah, 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 blah. Like, no, we're done, bro. Like, watch me go marry the love of my life. Bye.
Oh, my God. Anyway, let's talk about the people in the audience. I don't understand.
I hated this. It was so annoying.
Like, I get it. You want us to see, like, the couple succeeding. I get it. But, like, they're not all there.
And it also took away from this season's couples.
Yes, like, thank you. That was my next thing.
I felt like they didn't have the reunion they deserved. And I think that's partly because, like, we were too interested in, like, Alexa and her man. Like, there can be another show for that. But this is the reunion. Mm-hmm. And it's like, and I feel like maybe we would have gotten an answer on Chelsea and Jimmy if we weren't concentrated on, like, the other, like, couples. And I hated that they did it. Like, I understand why, but it's just, like, I feel like this season didn't get the reunion they deserved.
Mm, I agree. I think. And, like, why? Like, why did – what's her name? Jewel, what's her name?
Who?
Javon. What's her name?
Janina.
Thank you. And the guy's not even on the show. Like, why is she here? Like – He's not on Love is Blind. Why do we give a shit that she's pregnant? Like, I personally don't give a shit. Like,
Met Your Match or something. Meet Your Match.
Oh, is that what the whole, why he was on the show?
I think so. And I think they were promoting the next season.
Well, they did a shitty job because I didn't get that. I thought that was dumb. I didn't get it. I didn't understand why Izzy...
She looks amazing, by the way.
Oh, my God, yes. As a pregnant woman, absolutely. And then, like, Izzy and Micah, like, why? What's...
I don't understand.
I didn't get it.
I'm just like, why are these people here?
I mean, I guess now that you're saying what you just said, maybe are they on the next season of whatever? Okay, yes. So that makes sense to me.
They were promoting. I will say, at this total tangent, we're not even talking about it. I thought Vanessa Lachey looked so pretty this reunion.
I have no comment. what the fuck is her name? Oh my God. The couple that she always wears pink.
Kwame.
Yeah, and what's her name?
I don't remember.
Yeah, like...
Chelsea? No.
Is it?
Is her name Chelsea?
Maybe. I don't get them.
And she works for Love is Blind now.
Yeah, like what was that? Was that you left your, like... 9-to-5 job where you make like six figures to go work for Love is Blind. Like, I'm lost.
Basically a recruiter. She recruited everybody on stage.
I was like, I'm very confused here. I don't get it.
And then I'm like, how did you not see through Trevor? Like, that was like my whole thing.
Oh my God, you're right. Yeah, that's a great question.
Like, bitch, come on, you've been on this. How did you not see through Trevor?
Oh my God, Laura, we totally forgot to talk about Jess.
Oh my God, Jess. I mean, I feel like...
Why was she there?
I don't understand why she was there.
Yeah, like, I guess because, like, she's a girl's girl, and apparently she's friends with everybody, and, like, Jess's daughter was calling Micah Aunt Micah, and then Aunt Chelsea. Like, okay, cool. Like, you have friendships with these people. Why are you sitting on this couch? I don't get it. You're not with anybody.
Also on the next season of Meet Your Match or something.
It was a lot of promotion for things that I took away from what we were all there watching.
Exactly. I feel like we didn't get into the nitty gritty because we were promoting like 20,000 different things.
Yeah. I mean, why couldn't she be on a Zoom like Laura?
Exactly.
You know, I don't get it. I mean, she looks stunning. That I'll give it to her. And like, you know, she's a girl's girl, whatever, blah, blah, blah. But, like, I didn't get the audience of it all, like, the people in there. Like, it was just a lot for me. I didn't.
Like, they were asking them questions. Like, they were like, catching up on their life. Like, this isn't, like, an All in the Family Love is Blind. Like, I'm here for a season reunion. Like, let's stop.
But I wonder if they did that because of what a flop last reunion was.
Possible. I realized I didn't watch last season at all.
You did. Then why did we talk about the reunion and how it was like live and it was terrible and all that?
No, that was the season before. I think we skipped the season.
I mean, I watched. Who was last season? No, this wasn't last season. Chelsea and Kwame. What are you talking about?
No.
So who was last season?
It was the guy sitting next to Micah.
Oh, yes, 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 yes. Okay, but who came out of that?
Me. I don't know. Like, how did we skip an entire season of Love Is Blind?
What the hell?
I like, went back. I'm like, who is this guy? And then I went back on the season. I was like, me and Essie skipped a complete... Because I thought last season was Kwame and Micah, too. But it's not. There was another season in between.
Oh, okay.
That well, we just, I don't know, we were blind to it. Like, I don't know.
I mean, I think I know I watched it. It probably didn't do anything for me. Maybe there was no weddings?
I know. Like, we didn't, I don't even know, not one person. Like, not one.
That's not hard for you, but
this is true.
If it's not, you're not feeling in your soul, you just exit out of your life.
Yeah, I'm just like, no, not happening.
Anyway, but yeah, so that was our lovely recap of Love Is Blind. Sorry, it took a hot minute, but I had to get it off my chest.
Yes, and you guys, this is our 200th episode, and we are doing something very special for our 200th episode. We are having a giveaway. We collab with Sudden Victory Customs. They have created a customized LBC hoodie that we are giving away to one of you chatters. Go on our Instagram. There's all the directions there. Follow us, DM us, do all the things, and you get a chance to win a custom LBC hoodie. And the giveaway will be up for, I think, like another week or a couple more weeks, depending on when me and Essie decide to put it down. But yeah, go on our Instagram, go follow Sudden Victory Designs. I mean, I feel like I need a hoodie.
I mean, with this weather, everyone should get one.
It's still hoodie weather.
Literally.
Essie, what are you grateful for?
So I'm just grateful for laughter. Like you Aww. Guys, my like love language literally is laughter. And I just love that I'm able to, you okay there? You need a little cough droppy?
I think so. I need like something.
Did you not take your Nexium this morning with enough water?
No, apparently not.
That's it. There it is. I'm just extremely grateful for that. Like, it's literally like my love language. I love it. And I wish like the world would laugh more, because we all need it. But yeah, that's what I'm grateful for. What about you?
I'm grateful for my 14-year-old Rocco. It was his birthday yesterday. He's 14 years old. He's 210 years old in human years. Jesus. And I read this meme yesterday and I literally started bawling, and it was like, nobody talks about the pets that you meet in your 20s and you literally go through life with them. And that's how I feel about this little cat. I got him when I was from Esty when I was 23 years old, 2010. I never forget. I actually remember what I was doing March 24th, 2010. I was at the mall with my sister as Rocco was being born and Essie was texting us. Mm-hmm. And Rocco has forever changed my life. He's like, he's my best friend. He's my soulmate. He's like, he's just everything to me. Like, I fucking love this cat. He's my son. Like, he's literally my life. And I love this cat so much. I wish him a very happy birthday. I wish him 100 years ahead, and you're going to get some catnip.
Oh, he's going to live his best life today.
He is. I'm so excited. Essie, tell our chatters where they can find us.
Of course. iTunes, Spotify, Anchor, Google Podcasting, Radio Public, Breaker, Overcast. Please head over to our Instagram page where you could get that free hoodie at Lunchbox Chats, as well as our Facebook page, The Lunchbox Chats, where I'm also posting that, so you guys can head over to there to check it out as well. Where, please, you could rate, review, subscribe, 5 stars preferably, all the beautiful things.
All the things. But until next time.
Happy spring, everyone.
Happy spring. Bye.